Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. Easter is the most important holiday in Christianity. I'm Catholic, and I love this time because it's a time of renewal. It's a time that starts with quiet and introspection. And then as the days pass, you become really happy. And I always get a sense of change and transformation that happens within me. I find that very interesting, and I've always kind of been fascinated by the idea behind it, that we celebrate the death and renewed life of Christ, who literally overcomes death for us. It is a very interesting time, and of course, when you're a child, you kind of go on an egg hunt, and that's kind of the really exciting part about Easter. But as an adult now, I understand that it's actually this wonder that Jesus's life was in and of itself a wonder because he overcame death. It's just very captivating. So maybe you've spent the last couple of days being with your family or your chosen family, and you've enjoyed the beautiful weather and the time off. And maybe today, on Easter Monday, you can take a few moments for yourself and think about what has changed in your life and what has transformed in your life in the past couple of months. Maybe it was a transformation that you initiated yourself. Maybe it was a change that just came about spontaneously and unplanned. And maybe it's a mixture of both. And I don't think we need to wait till the end of a year to really look back on where we are at. We can also just look back now on Q1 and see what has happened in the first quarter of the year. For me, that was a mix of a very rough time at the beginning of the year that got better and better, just like the weather. And now I feel really confident and I feel great when it comes to my job and the things I've planned for my career, as well as in my private life and in my artistic journey, which is, I'm going to be honest, not where I would like it to be. I think that's the topic that I want to personally really work on in the future. Or not in the future, but starting right now, I just want to be more creative. I want to create more, draw more, make more music, and just, yeah, really contribute to the landscape of art and creativity that is already out there. Because I think that's a wonderful aspect about being creative, is there is always a space for you because there is only one you. And if you make art authentically, no one can copy you because it comes from within you. And that's just wonderful. And I just had to think of one artist. I don't know his or her name, but it's an artist who recreates art pieces of other artists, and it requires a lot of research and also kind of starting to think like the other person to be able to recreate art pieces in that high of a quality. So I don't really know if I find it useful to do that, to like imitate other artists, but I know for sure that I think it just sparks interest in people, and I like how it opens up dialogues about what authentic art is and what, let's say, an artist's signature look or signature creation process is. So I really like that it shifts the focus from the art piece a little bit to the artist and the art process, and I think that's very interesting. So yeah, but that was just a side note. I really hope you have enjoyed this wonderful weekend and are continuing to enjoy today, maybe with a little bit of introspection and new hope and a sense of rebirth and renewal. Thank you so much for tuning in. Subscribe and rate my podcast wherever you're listening. That helps me out a lot. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I'll catch you very soon. Bye.